Hello.
The first verse I need is Acts 3, verse 1 to 20.
Do we know what's causing that? The connector. I'm going to change him out, okay?
One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was the time for prayer. A man unable to walk was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful. He had been that way since he was born. Every day, someone put him near the gate, so there he would beg from people going to the temple courtyards. He saw that Peter and John were about to enter, so he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, and so did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man watched him closely. He expected to get something from them. Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold, but I'll give you what I do have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk." Then Peter took him by the right hand and helped him up. At once the man's feet and ankle became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. He went with Peter and John into the temple courtyards. He walked and jumped and praised God. All the people saw him walking and praising God. They recognized him as the same man who used to sit and beg at the temple gate called Beautiful. They were filled with wonder. They were amazed at what had happened to him. And John, the man was holding on to Peter and John. All the people were amazed. They came running to them at the place called Solomon's Porch. When Peter saw this, he said, "Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us? It's not as if we've made this man walk by our own power or godliness. The God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has done this. God has brought glory to Jesus who serves him, but you handed Jesus over to be killed. Pilate had decided to let him go, but you spoke against Jesus when he was in Pilate's court. You spoke against the holiness, the holy and blameless one. You asked for a murderer to be set free instead. You killed the one who gives life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. The man whom you see and know is made strong because of faith in Jesus' name. Faith in Jesus has healed him completely. You can see it with your own eyes. My fellow Israelites, I know you didn't realize what you were doing. Neither did your leaders. But God has given a promise through all the prophets, and this is how he has made his promises come true. He said that his Messiah would suffer. So turn away from your sins, turn to God, and then your sins will be wiped away. The time will come when the Lord will make everything new. Next, I need what's the name of God? It's But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Then you will tell people about me in Jerusalem and in all Judah and Samaria. And you will even tell other people about me from one end of the earth to the other. Next I need... I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain joined to me, and I to you, you will bear a lot of fruit. You can't do anything without me. If you don't remain joined to me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and dries up. Branches like those are picked up, they are thrown into the fire and burned. And the next one I need is next to him was Shammah, the son of Agi. Shammah was a right. The Philistines gathered together at a place where there is a field of lentils. Israel's troops ran away from the Philistines, but Shammah took a stand in the middle of the field. And he didn't let the Philistines capture him. He struck them down. The Lord helped him win a great battle. Let me go back to... you go back to John 15:5. It's like this verse says, Shammah couldn't have protected his land if it weren't for God. And I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain joined to me, and I to you, you will bear a lot of fruit. If you can't, you can't do anything without me. if you don't remain joined to me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and dries up. Branches like those are picked up. They are thrown into the fire and burned. Then I need to go back to Acts 3, verse 1 to 20. It's also in this story too. John and Peter couldn't have healed the man that was sitting by the gate without God. And as they said to the Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us? It's not as if we've made this man walk by our own power or godliness. The God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has done this. they couldn't have done it without God. Because if they went up to the man and said, in the name of John or Peter, nothing would have happened without God. But if they say, in the name of God, he's going to get healed. I need to go back to 2 Samuel 23, verse 11 to 12. Next to him was Shammah, the son of Agi. Shammah was a Hararite. The Philistines gathered together at a place where there was a field of lentils. Israel's troops ran away from the Philistines, but Shammah took his stand in the middle of the field. He didn't let the Philistines capture it. He struck them down. Yeah, well, I gotta say something else, too. In a different translation, I'm pretty sure it's the King James, it says, Shammah slew a troop of the Philistines. And a troop isn't like five or six. It's hundreds. And there's like no physically possible way he could have done that without God. And, and Shammah defended his land from the devil because he didn't want to take, he didn't want to let the devil take his land that his family had had for generations. Because he had a birthright to it, and the devil didn't. So, without a birthright, the devil can't take his land. And that's why Shammah defended his field of lentils. I need Acts 1, verse 8 again. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. So without the Holy Spirit and God and Jesus, Shammah couldn't have defended this field of lentils, and John and Peter couldn't heal the man by the gate. So without the Holy Spirit, God or Jesus, nobody would get saved and go to heaven. So we gotta think that the Holy Spirit, God, and Jesus are things so we can get saved and go to heaven and not have to go to the pit of fire. Or the lake of fire, actually. So that's it that I got.